Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Stephanie from The Tribe, saying that population decline will change the world for the better, offering up more opportunities in a healthier environment. Yes, the tiny hat tribe population is falling in America and Europe. And eventually, when the population in sub-Saharan and Middle Eastern countries falls as well, the existential threat for Jewish people's homeland will diminish, and even their population will fall. We need to aim for replacement fertility, but that's just not happening now. Moving on, women are sterilizing themselves because Trump won the election. They say the election tied their hands. One thing is for sure, the women sterilizing themselves probably don't look half as good as the women in these pictures. The New York Post looks like it's doing some false advertising here. But it's a good thing that the blue-haired weirdos are taking themselves out of the gene pool. They think they're punishing soy society when in fact they're rewarding it. Number three, we have a woman before and after 2 years on testosterone. I don't know about you, but I prefer the before because the new version of them looks like they combine all the worst traits of both sexes. This one didn't even need to sterilize herself because of Trump. Sometimes I wonder if it's the conservatives that released the woke mind virus to get the leftoids to self-destruct. To quote The Princess Bride, there's a shortage of perfectly good breasts in this world. It would be a shame if you ruined yours, like this one did. Up next, it looks like this past Christmas might be the last one where Santa is a white man. In reality, St. Nicholas is a white dude, but in the BBC version, he's going to be a black-bearded trans woman in a wheelchair to make sure many groups feel represented. But let's say for fun's sake, we did make Santa black. Does that mean he would be taking your presents up the chimney instead of delivering them? Here's Aisha Harris, the writer of this article. I'm just confirming what everyone already knows. Up next, during the first inauguration of Donald Trump, the women's march against him was expected to be 5 times larger. March, really? More like roll. And when they say 5 times larger, do they mean by gross tonnage? But to be fair though, going on a march again this year would be good for their health. The crazy thing is, if you thought these women were fat back then you haven't seen anything, because they're now bigger and balder. This also looks like the group that started the 4B movements. Moving on, maybe, just maybe, J-Lo is the real problem, if she keeps getting divorced over and over again. But maybe not. She is. Numerators change, but the denominators always remain the same. I think we all know she was the problem when she went from being a no-name dancer on A Living Color to an overweight superstar when other dancers were more talented than she was. She probably married all of these guys while continuing to get regular back shots from Diddy. But she didn't even marry Diddy. More like Diddy didn't want to marry her. Number 7, remember guys that racism is not dead, but it's on life support by politicians and people who get a sense of moral superiority by denouncing others as racists. According to Thomas Sowell, of course. It's also big money because there are all kinds of organizations receiving government grants because of it. Morgan Freeman says that racism only exists because people talk about it. People need to be judged by the quality of their character and not by their color. Up next, last Thanksgiving, we were a family of three. And this Thanksgiving, it's just you and me. Why do so many coal-burning situations end up like this, where the man goes out for milk and never comes back? Man, that line at the local milk shops must be massive. She has tattoos, cankles, and a mixed son. She's doing everything she can to make herself as undesirable as possible for the next guy, if there even is a next guy. Number 9, remember guys that feminism is all about liberating women from traditional responsibilities they once had to men, but at the same time maintaining male traditional responsibilities to women. Not only that, but it also forces men to take on the traditional female responsibilities like cooking, cleaning, and child rearing. And when men walk away from these responsibilities, feminism yells at men, shaming them to come back and take them on again. Moving on, here's an actual picture of Hunter Biden 10 minutes after being pardoned by his father. Looks to me like Hunter is going to be needing a second pardon very shortly. I'm also surprised it even took this long. I was expecting this in less than 5 minutes. If you're wondering what this is from, it's True Romance, which was also written by Quentin Tarantino. Number 11, Tiffany Fong was unfollowed by Elon Musk after she was outed as a prostitute on a sugar baby site. She claims that it's not her and that someone else pulled photos of her from an Instagram account. What's that I hear? Another woman that's unable to take accountability for her bad decisions. Looks like Fong won't be playing with Elon's dong. See, ladies, the internet is forever in the eyes of men. Once a 304, always a 304. I wonder if she's still seeking a sugar daddy to boot. Up next, is this what women look like when they spot a man with resources? Do they want his worm put in their mouth? Isn't it interesting how invisible some men are until women need something from them? Women will shame a man with resources saying that he's afraid of commitment, when in reality what he's really scared of is giving his all to somebody again and not getting anything in return. Number 13 is the new Jaguar minimalist electric car line. This is worse than a Cybertruck. I thought that was impossible. Remember back in the days when the Jaguar company was trying to compete with Rolls-Royce and Bentley? Yes, it's available in either transgender pink or soy boy blue. I'm also pretty sure that this is the car that these guys drive. It also kind of looks like the Chrysler Crossfire and the Cybertruck had a kid together. Moving on, this Fatty McFatpants says that if you don't find any fat people attractive and would never date a fat person, it's not a preference. It's fat phobia. Women like this are delusional, thinking a man will stay hard through sheer willpower alone if they sleep with one of them. I'm sorry if I don't want to roll her in flour and look for the wet spot. That all sounds like it's way too much work for me. Or get smothered to death if she sits on me. I have a phobia of being crushed to death. Number 15, Richard Cooper did a search for white women in relationships on Google, and there were hardly any white race couples. I checked it out for myself and it's true. I think we all know what's going on here and who's behind it. After all, Google is run by a bunch of progressives. It's a good thing that AI will destroy Google's search monopoly and pages like this will hopefully be gone one day. If you think that's bad, then look at the results for American inventors. How many white faces do you see? Google believes in we was kings, it seems. Up next, apparently AI can now predict crime before it ever happens. The accuracy rate is 90%. So does that mean they'll start locking people up for pre-crime? I'm sure it's quite simple for the AI to figure it out. Find people who were raised with no father at home. People with no steady job and feel like the world owes them something. There, I've almost done almost all of the work for the AI. It either knows or it's just the politicians programming it who to point its finger at. Number 17, a 17-year-old girl in what appears to be India gave birth, and a 12-year-old boy is being held for grape. This is crazy because girls at that age are usually a foot taller than boys. The girl was underage, so it doesn't matter how old the male is. He is still treated as an adult male who committed child abuse. The female PDF file won't see any jail time in this case either. I guess it's all about demonizing men and boys. Moving on, this seems right if it's a Disney production. Astrid was a white female with blonde hair and blue eyes in the animated version, and now she's a black woman in the live-action version. I guess another white one bites the dust. Maybe it should be called How to Steal Your Dragon instead. At least the live-action one is a girl because the animated one had a suspiciously male jawline to her. At least to me she does. Number 19, this woman is upset because her husband allowed her to open up their marriage and then disappeared after she did. I know what she's thinking. How dare my financial safety net leave me after I made the decision to become a super 304? Oh geez, lady, not the consequences of your own actions. Because Mr. Beta Bucks just wasn't having it. Also, she got what she wanted. To see other people, so why is she upset that her pet wallet walked away? Up next is British woman dies after having a Brazilian bun lift in Turkey, where the surgeon walked out halfway through. But why did he walk out? Maybe he was the butt of all the jokes. Next time she should just do some squats at the gym. Well, I guess there won't be a next time. I keep hearing about tons of botched surgeries in Turkey and people still go there to get discount plastic surgery. Number 21, a trial for an illegal alien charged with ending 5 Americans may cost taxpayers millions. It would have been cheaper just to deport him, or end him the way that they ended those people. But that won't happen because the Department of Justice isn't about justice. It's a grift designed to enrich those taking part working in the judicial system. What do you call 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. Moving on, this woman feels great after breaking up with her boyfriend, because he wasn't upset enough that Trump won. What, he wasn't crying into his cornflakes like a girly man or something? The guy is very lucky that he dodged a bullet with this woman. This woman illustrates one of the greatest mysteries of our time. Why do fat chicks wear exercise clothing? Maybe she wears it because her cats find it comfortable when they sit on her. But do you really think that Al Bundy agrees? Number 23, Tom Brady's ex-wife is with her new guy on a beach. That's Tom Brady's favorite spot. And she's also pregnant. This is what happens when you get scammed by Sam Bankman-Fried. Losing $30 million, and then your wife leaves you. That guy thinks he lucked out, but he's just betting Tom Brady's table scraps. And Tom Brady got Leonardo DiCaprio's sloppy seconds. Look at the look on her face. She thinks she's getting back at Brady by doing this. That's a smug smirk and not a happy one. Up next, someone created this profile with an aspiring GQ model. But he was convicted of raping kids 3 times. Yet women still couldn't actually get enough of him. This one asks if she can absolve him of his sins and if he's living in London. Another one calls him gorgeous. Molly here says that when she was 7, she stole a gumball from the corner store and felt guilty for years, and that makes them even. A man's past doesn't matter if he's good-looking enough. Number 25 and the last one, Emma Dumont, the actress from Oppenheimer, comes out as transmasculine and non-binary. What a waste of a beautiful woman. Now she just looks like a third-rate Peter Pan. She looks worse than Ellen Page now, and odds are she won't be smiling for very much longer. There's nothing masculine about a thin, scrawny frame. I guess it's probably time for her to start using the Transformers bathroom. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.